We have on the line Kelly Corcoran, music director and conductor of Intersection Contemporary Music Ensemble in Nashville, and former associate conductor and choral director of the Nashville Symphony. Kelly attended the Boston Conservatory and Indiana University, and is currently the conductor for a world tour of National Geographic's Symphony for Our World. Her guest conductor creds include the Cleveland Orchestra and the Atlanta, Detroit, Houston, Milwaukee, and National Symphonies. You'll find her full bio on the facts and information page of our website, esweku.com. Greetings, Kelly.
Hi, I'm glad to be here.
So, big week coming up. Are you ready for this?
Yes, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm excited.
Tell us how music came into your life, how it became your life's work.
Sure. Well, my background was initially as a singer, and my undergraduate training was in vocal performance. So I started singing when I was a kid. I had an older sister who loved music, who was also a singer. And I used to grab out the VCR and find a quiet spot and videotape myself singing musical theater tunes all by myself. And for me, music was really a way that I was able to find my voice and express myself and feel connected to others. And I was hooked from then, and I knew that that was what I wanted to do for the rest of my life. And then just singing led to working in larger ensembles, and that led to working with orchestras, and the story kind of goes on from there.
And what led you to make the transition from performing to conducting?
Yeah, well, when I was in undergraduate and getting my degree at the Boston Conservatory, I was singing in the Tanglewood Festival chorus, and this is the chorus that sings with the Boston Symphony Orchestra. So there I was, you know, an undergrad in my early 20s and on stage with one of the greatest orchestras in the world and having access to incredible guest conductors and wonderful repertoire. And it just completely opened my mind in an unbelievable way. It just changed the way I thought about music. It changed the way I thought about connecting with an audience and working together collaboratively. And I always loved singing, and I still sing today, but it was from that moment that I just really was fascinated with the conductor and the idea of bringing everybody together for a shared vision and leading these performances. And really, as a conductor, being a community ambassador, you know, that it's so much more beyond what you do on the podium and in a performance, but the way in which you can represent the orchestra and the community and advocate for this incredible music. So I was hooked.
You live and work in Nashville, which is such a melting pot of musical genres. And I noticed in your bio that you have worked with artists across a range of genres. Bela Fleck, Amy Grant, film scores in concert as a regular conductor with the Legend of Zelda tour. So clearly you are open to exploring roles for other genres?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that music touches people in such a unique way, right? And we're all touched by all kinds of music. And so there's room for all of it. There's room for Mozart and Brahms and Tchaikovsky and these incredible artists of other genres. And I think that being in Nashville has really taught me respecting these other genres and that incredible things can happen when there is a conversation between different artists that come from different backgrounds and places. So yeah, I think that that's one of the great things about living in Nashville, that you have access to such diversity and virtuosity and different perspectives of music.
But you are a passionate advocate of classical music, and I wonder why you feel it is important to remain open to cross-pollination with other genres.
I think because, especially nowadays in contemporary classical music, this tradition of classical music in this European Western tradition, contemporary composers today that are continuing that tradition forward are listening to popular styles, are listening to world music, are listening to all these things, video game music, film music, and it's coming forward in their repertoire. So I think that's kind of where music has led today, where we're all influenced. And look, this has happened in classical music as well for hundreds of years, where folk idioms or different popular styles have always found their way into the classical repertoire. So I don't think this is anything new, but I think that it's also just a respect thing, right? Like, I care deeply and passionately about classical music and the power of that music. And so I want to respect others who are also excited about other kinds of music. And it can open my eyes and my ears into the way that I hear things. And I would hope others are open, you know, to experiencing some repertoire that they haven't heard before, too.
What's your perspective on the role of an orchestra in the community, about community engagement?
I think about, on one hand, what is happening on stage and how incredible that is in an orchestra, and how classical music and orchestral music might be different from other genres. When you have an orchestra on stage of 80 or 90 or 100 musicians all working together with one unified vision to perform a piece of art, that collaboration, that spirit, that excitement of being in the moment, listening to each other and working together. I often think that that is kind of a microcosm for society, right? Like that, you know, if we can find ways in which we can all kind of work together collaboratively towards a shared vision, amazing things can happen. So I think that that alone, that musical environment of an orchestra and the colors and the landscape that you hear as a listener with an orchestra is unique and unlike any other kind of music. So there's that. But then in terms of how you take that out of the concert hall into the community, there's so many ways. I think that one way is with contemporary repertoire, which oftentimes can be a way that we can think about what is happening in our world today through this contemporary repertoire. Oftentimes, contemporary composers might be writing a piece about the environment in which they live, or equity and trying to have their voice be heard. And so we can connect with humanity and with people through contemporary repertoire, and also repertoire from hundreds of years ago, right? There's a reason why we continue to come back to the Brahms Requiem or other amazing masterpieces. So I think the art can spawn dialogue and can spawn a way to expand the way we see the world. And I think an orchestra can do that in a unique way. And then finally, I also just think orchestras have a great opportunity to engage with young people in a variety of ways, whether that's through educational programming and concerts for kids and family concerts, which can be fun and innovative and creative, but also music educational programming too. My group in Intersection, we have created some programming around getting kids writing music and creating music, composing music. And we have done some of that work in the Juvenile Detention Center here in Nashville. And so, you know, music is a way to lift up voices and allow us to feel like we are heard or we have a sense of belonging. And so I think that can have ripples for wellness and healing beyond just the concert hall as we look at different ways we can engage with the community.
Kelly Corcoran, music director and conductor of the Intersection Contemporary Music Ensemble in Nashville. Thanks, Kelly.
Thank you.